Hello and welcome to the Rant and Rave podcast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Frank. Hey, Dave, how are you doing? You looking fit and healthy today. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, sir. How are you and the family? All good?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Another one of our remote broadcasts because we're in the middle of summer here and I'm up in Lake Tahoe. And I know you're down there in California in LA holding the fort in Maskland in the city of Los Angeles.
We are keeping our you-know-what together down here and kind of grinding through, just waiting for the next election update about the Newsom recall thing.
Oh, yeah, which is happen. That's going to be big. I do have to point out to our listeners, though, I'm actually in Nevada. So I'm in Lake Tahoe, but the Nevada portion of Lake Tahoe. I would never be in the California portion of Lake Tahoe. So just want to point that out for our viewers who heard about the trip to Virginia City last weekend.
Heaven forbid. That's a good intro into our first story, Frank, because basically, as you just described, you're kind of in, it's a tale of two cities, and we're in a tale of two countries.
Yes.
And this weekend personifies that in two blockbuster get-togethers. And I was not invited to either, by the way. So as everybody under the sun was probably, it's hard to avoid. The 44th president of our United States, that would be Barry Obama.
Barry.
That is big.
You mean Hussein? 60th, Hussein Obama, right?
Yeah, Hussein, yes. He had his big 60th birthday party up there at Martha's Vineyard, where only the elitist.
Oh, I thought he was going to have it in Kenya. People. He didn't have it in Kenya where he was born?
He did not. He decided to hang out with his Hollywood pals and billionaire pals.
Cool.
And it was the usual suspects there, a bunch of left-wing jerk-offs from Hollywood. So it was the Don Cheadles. It was the Christy, what's her face?
Teagle or whatever.
Christy Teigen, excuse me.
Yeah.
Erykah Badu, John Legend, Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam, you name it. Yeah. And was it a super spreader event? Of course, but would it be covered? No. So the only we got a couple of inside shots. Apparently the DJ, who was very, if you're going to be a DJ at this big event, which probably cost in the millions. So he put a couple of pictures online showing nobody with a mask on.
Beautiful.
Nobody just there having fun. They're dancing. Nobody, which would be totally fine. But they shut him down within a few minutes because they didn't want it to get out that they were having this big party and nobody had the mask on.
Classic.
So there's Tom Hanks and Bradley Cooper and all the rest of them and Oprah Winfrey. We're having a good time with our mask on. Oh, but you cannot put a picture of it.
It's a grab bag of left-wing douchebags, 700 guests, 200 staff, multi-million dollar event at the $12 million estate rented on Martha's Vineyard. I'm not going to even name all these douchebags. I know you did. You started to do that. But
yeah, it's the usual crowd, isn't it?
A usual crowd. But kudos to the DJ for, spotting that. George Clooney, all these types of morons, just these soy milk drinking, latte sucking people. This was obviously a classic super spreader event, 700 people, no masks anywhere. You get pictures of former Attorney General Kamala was up there with her camels and all the rest of it, Hussein, all the rest of it. But you have that and that's totally fine. Everything's good with that. And by the way, everything's good with Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot and her Lollapalooza event in Chicago about a week ago. 30,000 people there for that concert, outdoor concert. No mask anywhere. And I'm totally cool with that. That's fine. That's fine.
Right.
But I know you have some news on the Sturgis event, right?
Right.
The motorcycle event in South Dakota with our friend Christy Noem.
So as a great contrast, since we do live in two Americas now, they had the annual motorcycle rally in Sturgis, South Dakota, which is, I'm not really into bikes like that, but what a fun event that would be to go to, because these are hardcore. They got, Harley Davidson under the sun.
Yeah.
And they're very into their, it's just like when you go to a car show.
And there are people. There are people, right? I mean, classic car show, conservative, bikers, patriots, love our country, military, and there are people.
They really are. And it's now, can you believe that there's 700,000 people show up for this thing now?
Right.
And that's it probably triples the size of the actual town.
I'm sure.
So So good for them. And of course, that Dr. Doom Fauci couldn't wait to get onto NBC and say, oh, my goodness, South Dakota, it's a super spreader event, even though they're outdoors and they have such a low rate of cases. It's ridiculous. Right. But well, there's our good contrast right there.
Well, no, totally. And speaking of Dr. Fauci, I'm glad you brought him up again, because I think you mentioned this to me before we went on air. Apparently, the CDC is not, I repeat, not mandating vaccines for its employees. Isn't that special?
I could not believe this headline. I'd like everyone to do their own double and triple check on this. But somebody contacted the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, Georgia, spoke to several employees, and they were asked directly multiple times, is the CDC mandating its employees be injected with the experimental gene therapy called the vaccine? And they all said no.
Wow.
They all said no. They have not been required to take the vaccine.
It's off the charts. Wow. I mean, it's off the charts. I mean, it's just this plus this woman, this director, you know, apparently she let it slip with what's that CNN anchor's name? The guy with the beard. He's always been around there for 100 years.
Not Todd, the older
white guy.
Wolf Blitzer.
Thank you. Yeah. So she was on with Blitzer and she accidentally admitted that vaccine passports are futile. You know, yeah, so I mean, just, here you got things coming out two sides of their face. You know, who knows what's going to happen? Of course, we talked last week about what's going on in Europe with millions of people protesting. You know, you can't vote unless you get the jab, and you can't fly, and all these types of things. And apparently, they're trial ballooning that here in the U.S. It's not happened yet, but they're saying, well, you know, maybe you know you need to get the jab before you get on a plane. But of course, it doesn't matter because you can be vaccinated, still spread the virus, still catch the Delta, still spread the Delta, and on it goes. So it's going to lessen symptoms for you if you happen to get it. But, you know, it's not going to, oh my God, Dave, where do we go?
Our head's spinning. We're repeating the same story over and over. But here's another follow-up. We've mentioned this before, how so many governmental groups are saying no. Here's another one. The San Francisco Sheriff's Deputies Department.
Yes.
They are threatening to resign over the vaccine mandate.
Yeah,
there you go. And we also know what a high percentage of healthcare workers, nurses, doctors within the hospital, you know, system are refusing the jab. A very high percentage.
Totally. No, about 3/4 from what I hear and read and talk to these people. By the way, speaking of talking to people, a very quick aside up here in vacationing in Tahoe, happened to meet an amazing San Francisco County sheriff's deputy. Awesome guy. And I thought at first, because I just met him on a hiking trail, I thought at first, oh, you know, he's from San Francisco. They've been there all their lives. They're going to be card carrying commies, you know, from the city of San Francisco. Turns out he's a really great guy, conservative. And he was sort of telling me that, you know, these types of stories. And, you know, just I have to say, Dave, just so refreshing to find people like that in the belly of the beast and just have them come out with their stories and, you know, what they're dealing with there. And then juxtapose that against somebody I met a couple of weeks ago in Los Angeles. She's from New Jersey, card carrying libtard, 24/7 workaholic, sends her two kids to outdoor summer camp in North Carolina. I asked her, I said, hey, how was that? That must have been awesome for them. She's like, oh no, it was terrible, Dave. She said, it was absolutely terrible. I said, why was it terrible? Oh, they spent 2 weeks outdoors camping, hiking with no masks on, horseback riding. They hated it. And I said, well, what's to hate about all that stuff? Why did they hate it? She's like, well, they loved the COVID year, Dave. She said, they loved it. They were indoors all the time with my family and me. We were all together. We were watching TV and computer screens and had headphones on and all the rest of it. And everything was just great. There was nobody around us. I was like, my head almost blew off, dude. I'm like, these kids are going to be disasters.
Yeah, I think we're unfortunately, this is going to be a multi-year negative impact on our young children that are being conditioned to be paranoid about many, many things. Like there's enough neuroses already in the world, right?
Yeah.
Now let's make your kids scared to go outside. Gee, I think the psychology, group is going to be very happy for years to come.
Oh yeah.
And literally, a lot of business.
Say, and I know, Dave, when you say go outside, like literally it is just go outside. Like that's it. It's just go outside. So.
Well, a perfect example, Frank, of the split America. I mean, it really is. So that's those are great examples. And it doesn't matter how wealthy you are, how quote unquote educated you are. You're gonna be just taking that blue pill and believing all the nonsense.
Oh yeah.
And just even just somebody at my work is just they could not wait for their child to become 12 years old so they can get the jab.
Yeah.
Couldn't wait.
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me. Let's jump to some other goofballs, if you don't mind. So we're on the cusp of passing this infrastructure bill, and I know you got some information on it. And I'm at the point now, even though it's been somewhat reduced, obviously this will have nothing to do with actually improving our infrastructure in this country.
No.
But the 17, I think there's 17 Republican senators that have already said they're going to vote for it. They are on the short list now. You can just tell those 17. You know, including some our usual high profile names like Romney and Collins and all the rest of them.
Right.
They are on the short list of being primaried.
Right.
Give me some bad details on this deal, Frank. You got something there for me?
Well, I mean, as far as the infrastructure bill, let's just hope and pray we can just delay and filibuster it. And just this is not going to go through. The better part of half of the bill is going to go to what things that we are not is basically not infrastructure. So not roads, not bridges, not tunnels, not airports. It's basically a skinny down Green New Deal, just so people understand. It's an AOC squad, skinny down Green New Deal program. And, you know, there'll be some fiber optic stuff and high speed things for the internet and so forth. But basically, it's just all green energy stuff, solar, wind, you know, probably farts coming out of cows and how to propel cars as far as that goes. All this kinds of bullshit. On top of that, the Dems love to do this. They're going to slip in a provision on implementing a special type of martial law in this package because they realize that people are getting pissed off. There's a large swath of people out there, I'm going to say north of 100 million, way north of 100 million, that are totally pissed off with all of these antics. They're pissed off with the do as I say, not as I do, Obama, Martha's Vineyard parties. You know, wear masks, you wear masks and you know, you go into restaurants, you get this, you know, bioweapon jab in your arm, but we don't have to get it. People are just sick and tired of all of it. The schools forcing children K through 12 to wear masks when there is absolutely no scientific evidence whatsoever that there's any benefit. It's just all about muzzling people. It's about muzzling and anonymizing people, period.
That says it all right there, dude. Part of me thinks, you know what, Dave, don't worry about this giant $1.2 trillion dollar bill because we've got Pete Buttigieg in charge. I keep forgetting he's the transportation secretary. Oh, my Lord. Every time I kind of forget about these people, their name pops up and I get a whole nother nightmare going on.
You know, the thing about people like Buttigieg and all these joke libtards that were given assignments by Biden and Kamala, you realize how inept and stupid and incompetent these people are? At least when Trump hired people for the when Trump hired people for the administration, these people like Steve Mnuchin, top of his game at Goldman Sachs. I mean, these were people that were the best of the best. Right. Pretty much, it's the opposite, and it's the George Costanza world for this administration. It's the worst of the worst. You know, these are the people that kind of like to worship people like Megan Rapinoe, that purple-haired lesbo who lost in the soccer team. Thank God Canada whooped their ass in the Olympics, which, by the way, record low ratings. Actually,
yes.
I haven't been watching too much of the Olympics, a few things here and there, but record low, turnout for those morons as well.
Yeah, the Olympics thankfully is over. And let me tell you, which is kind of a sad thing to even announce, but literally this was the most unappreciated Olympics event we've had in modern history, which began in 1896. It was the first time that most Americans had little interest and absolutely not supporting most of.
Well, Dave, athletes. I mean, is it any surprise when you have like a 300 pound black purple haired woman doing shot put for the United States who desecrates our flag, puts her BLM hands up over after she's won the thing and then starts twerking in a disgusting image I still can't get out of my mind. I mean, this is why people are not watching.
Yeah, the IOC should be ashamed. Comcast, which owns NBC, is literally going to be losing in the billions all the way through 32 because they have the rights up to 2032.
And they basically put this thing out on every single one of their platforms, Peacock, NBC, Universal, USA, streaming. They lost so much money, dude. And you know who else lost money? Tokyo. Because guess who wasn't there? People,
right.
There was no one there to spend any money. Hotels, restaurants, businesses, empty. The whole place was empty. So they lost tons of money. You know who else is losing money? I mentioned that Megan Rapinoe twerp from the U.S. women's soccer team. So Subway franchise, everybody likes a Subway sandwich, right? I like a Subway sandwich.
Sure.
Don't go there anymore because she's a spokesperson for Subway. So apparently the franchisees across the country are saying, get that bitch off. We hate her. She is costing us serious business. We got to get her out.
Yeah, it's amazing how just brain dead the corporations are that green light these sponsorship deals. There is one. Well, there were a couple of bright spots to the Olympics, and we do like to throw in a couple of raves with all of our rants. But so this lovely super athlete named Allison Felix has now won 10 medals. So she's the most decorated female track and field athlete in Olympic history.
Yeah.
Just a great smile. You know, we don't know what her politics are, but she had a, you know, very positive. She's 35 now, which is amazing that you're even still out there. And she just won another couple of medals. A strong worker. She's not afraid to actually be seen holding and smiling with the American flag.
Yeah.
So there were a couple of athletes.
I agree with you, dude. I'm glad you pointed out. There's actually more than a few. I want to point out the men's shot putting. They won gold and silver. Two Christian conservative guys. Amazing.
Oh, okay.
Bag over them when they won that. U.S. women's hard court volleyball won the gold last night, which was fantastic. First time since the Olympics were in Tokyo in 1964 that they won the gold. Although they've won the world championship pretty much every year since then, but it was the first time they won the gold. And there was also, her name slipping my mind, but the woman who won the 400 meters, a Black Christian conservative woman, fantastic. Again, not afraid to say live on TV, thank you, God, for giving me the race and the skills and the ability to be successful.
You know, just a few years ago, most athletes would have been in that camp. Now they are the rarity. Now they're the right.
Well, for the ones who glom onto religion as though it's some sort of a punchline. It's not a popular thing to say these days in the left wing part of the court. So they're not saying it. I neglected to mention when we were back on the jab stories. Not sure if you caught this, but while the White House is mandating jabs for pretty much everybody and everything, and as you know, companies are Walt Disney, Walmart. You know, across the board, but the White House has come out today and they refuse to endorse vaccine mandates for migrants released into the United States. Let me just repeat that.
Go ahead.
Illegal people crossing our border, they are not going to give them the jab, but yet they are saying that everybody else, every other U.S. citizen, everyone here is here legally has to get the jab.
It's so obvious as the nose on your face that they're of course allowing in into the millions now of people south of the border come on in, and they're actually waving them through. The Border Patrol has been ordered to step aside, let them come through, putting them on buses and airplanes, spreading them throughout the country.
Kind of sounds like January the 6th, doesn't it, dude? Kind of sounds like January the 6th, kind of waving them into the Capitol, opening the gates basically, opening and then arresting them all later for treason.
So the Democrats, they thrive on chaos. They want more COVID spread throughout the nation, especially in the red states.
Yeah.
So that's another reason why Texas has seen a spike in other states. When you have 30-40% of the migrants coming in, all have tested positive.
Well, and also this thing that people understand, they say, oh, Florida, oh, Ron DeSantis, conservatives, oh, you guys are having a huge spike there. Of course, you know, it's because you're all conservatives and you're out. No, it's because it's freaking summer and everybody's visiting there and everybody is, it's all getting together. It's the same as Southern California.
And people tend to, the point also about Florida is that really the summer is their winter in that they all stay more inside.
Exactly.
Because it's so hot and humid, people stay inside. And that's where you're going to get most of the
precisely the
COVID passing back and forth. So at times, this is kind of a heavy thing. We make fun of the Democrats and their disgusting behavior and so on. But man, it just seems like one pedophile after another comes out of this every couple of weeks. You don't hear about it from the mainstream media, but one of the Arizona state senators was caught on tape And now he's been arrested, multiple charges that he's been molesting teenage victims for years.
Right.
I won't even mention his name. It's not worth it. But right. there's some and he was, you know, openly gay, which was fine. Don't care about that. But right. I do care about him having these big pictures with his specialty apparently was taking care of kids.
Right.
Perfect. That's just perfect. And there's a great shot to him with Kamala and all the rest of the high profile Democrats. So let's hope he burns in hell and spends the rest of his life in jail.
Yeah, I can't really add much to that story, dude, because you hit the nail on the head. And, you know, we see this time and time and time again. It's actually quite amazing how we don't see rampant stories of Republican pedophilia, but we do see rampant stories literally every week, mostly with kind of low level state type senator Congress acts. So most people are missing this on their sort of spoon fed, you know, ABC, Good Morning America pablum that they take every morning and think that they're well informed. So they're not really taking it in, but it's happening every week.
Yeah, as another tie-in, I will mention this fellow's name. So Ed Buck, one of the most well-known, hugely wealthy activists in the LA area, he did finally get convicted of his rampant decades-long ridiculous behavior. So he's 66 now. He's going to spend at least the next 20 years in jail, which is basically the rest of his life.
Right.
But it was meth distribution. It was gay porn parties in his house.
Yep.
And like I said, he's another like a Weinstein character in that he's been known for decades to have this behavior, yet because he gave millions to the Democrats. Oh, yeah. He's fine.
Yeah.
So he's gone down. And
I'm glad you mentioned. Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned his name because that dude deserves to burn in hell. Absolutely. There's just no better place for him. He was literally inviting, you know, young boys, enticing them with meth and money to his mansion in Los Angeles, and then having, you know, drug fuel.
Yeah, one guy was found dead. This one, they were drug overdoses.
So yeah. Just total satanic stuff. Totally disgusting. And these people will all meet their maker.
Right. Well, we hate to land on such a weird downer note, but hey, keep enjoying your time up there, Frank. It's great to get away from the big city, get the fresh air. Everybody, go enjoy your life. Just be just be careful out there on the streets, and you know, you gotta live our lives, man.
Enjoy your summer. You know, be free, love our country, and just keep partying, Dave. We'll see you down the road when I get back to the southern part of California. I'm not sure if they're going to charge me to get back into the state, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll let you back in. Okay, man.
All right, dude. Take care.
Bye.
See ya.